Random House Audio presents Heresy by S.J. Paris. Read for you by John Lee. Prologue. Monastery of San Domenico Maggiore, Naples, 1576. The outer door was thrown open with a crash that resounded along the passage, and the floorboard shook with the purposeful marching of several pairs of feet. Inside the small cubicle where I perched on the edge of a wooden bench, taking care not to sit too close to the hole that opened over the cesspit beneath, my little candle flickered in the sudden draught of their entrance, sending wavering shadows growing and shrinking along the stone walls. Allora, I thought, looking up, they have come for me at last. The footsteps halted outside the cubicle door, to be replaced by the furious hammering of a fist and the abbot's throaty voice, strained beyond its usual placid tones of diplomacy. Fra Giordano, I order you to come out this instant, with whatever you hold in your hands in plain sight. I caught a snigger from one of the monks who accompanied him, swiftly followed by a stern tutting from the abbot, Fra Domenico Vita, and could not help smiling to myself in spite of the moment. Fra Vita was a man who, in the ordinary course of events, gave the impression that all bodily functions offended him mightily. It would be causing him unprecedented distress to have to apprehend one of his monks in so ignominious a place as this. "One moment, Padre, if I may," I called, untying my habit to make it look as if I had been using the privy for its proper purpose. I looked at the book in my hand. For a moment I entertained the idea of hiding it somewhere under my habit, but that would be fruitless. I would be searched straight away. "Not one moment more, brother," Fra Vita said through the door, a quiet menace creeping into his voice. "You have spent more than 2 hours in the privy tonight. I think that..."